Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Can I Help You? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is Joe Sullivan. Joe is the leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I'm super excited because this first segment is you and me.
Yeah.
We need to chat.
Yeah, I'm excited too.
Which we haven't done before. So yeah. This will
first
be really,
time for
really
everything.
Fun.
Yeah.
For those who maybe have been living under a rock and have not heard all of the advertisements or gone on social media and seen all of the posts about it, the Emerald Cup is happening this weekend.
It is.
What is the Emerald Cup?
The Emerald Cup is essentially the largest celebration for sun-grown cannabis in the world. It's quite an honor, actually. A lot of people submit. There's commercial growers, and this year there's actually personal use section, so people got to submit their entries. But for like the last 15 years, it's just grown into, you know, the premier harvest festival, and it gives people an opportunity to see everything that was grown this year from up north in the Triangle mostly. Mm-hmm. And obviously that's where most of the heritage and the backbone of this industry was created. So it's nice to pay homage and respect the flower for this weekend. So I'm excited.
And this is something that has been going on, as you said, for many years.
Yes.
Last year was the first year that it was sort of you could buy things on site, you could consume on site, all those things.
Yeah, definitely changed. Obviously, regulation, you want to make sure people are following the law.
Mm-hmm.
But and it used to be a lot different. A lot of people gifting and giving away things.
Okay.
People still do come, like as far as the people that come there, not the operators. They like to, you come share, you know, you want to come share. It's an opportunity to come share your medicine or what you've worked on this year with like-minded individuals. And it's a lot of fun. I was honored this year to be, you know, accepted as a judge for the flower. So that's what I've been working on this last couple weeks. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah. So let's start to talk about that, because I think this is something I'm extremely curious about this, and I'm sure that other people are as well. Judging the cannabis flower, my only frame of reference really that I have is wine tasting and wine judging, because I know just a tiny little bit about what that entails, that, you know, the judges have a series, and for blind judging, because you want to be fair, they have their series of glasses and they're doing things like looking at what it looks like and smelling it, tasting, but they're also spitting, because when you're a wine judge, you have to spit
things out. There's quite a bit that goes into it. I was curious going into it. There's 12 judges. I'm one of 12.
Okay.
Some of the most brilliant minds in cannabis I've ever been able to be around. So it was like weed college for a couple of weeks, just getting to be with people that are so well respected and have so much love and knowledge of the plant. So I was soaking that up. But essentially the way it works is there's three categories. You have full sun grown. You have mixed light, which would be something that's like a light assisted or a light deprivation technique with hoop houses, almost like greenhouses.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So not fully outdoor.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had a personal use this year, which is awesome. So because it's legal in California, you can grow six plants.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were able to accept entries from just your average grower, or someone that, you know, maybe wasn't able to get licensed, but is really proud of their product and they want to submit it. So yeah, we go there and we show up, and it's the same thing, basically. It's blinded out. You have numbers on jars.
Okay.
And that's kind of the way it goes. And the judges went through and we kind of broke it down by nose, by terpene, kind of what we were thinking, what kind of line they fall into. And then, you know, you go through and you start with your looks and your cure. Your smell, all of those things that you would look at first before you even would begin to taste the flower.
For listeners who aren't familiar with what cure means, what does that mean?
Sure. So when you harvest the plant, the terpenes are volatile. They oxidize out, and so you have the drying process of the plant. So
that's the cure.
And so you can grow some of the best cannabis, but if you do not cure it correctly, you're not going to find that result you were looking for. So it's a huge component in the judging. So working through the samples in that way, with that fashion, you definitely could imagine you'd eliminate quite a few Before you actually had to go to the smoking part.
So. Right, right. Not to be all punny and everything, but you weed out initial ones,
oh,
right?
Oh, no, yeah, no, we can definitely be punny. Punny is funny. Okay, see, good. There we go. So I just did it. But no, it was a lot of fun the way that we did that. We made sure that we all used the same paper when we were smoking and sampling the flower. So Everything had to stay the same because you wanted everything to be judged on that scale.
Right.
You'd label your crutch or the end of the pre-roll with the corresponding number.
Okay.
And then most of the judges would go around, you take a puff or two. It's not like you're really looking to get all the way into that. And I will note that for the average smoker, you probably would not be able to pick up on the subtleties of some of these plants and their characteristics. But keep in mind, myself and the others are seasoned when it comes to, you know, partaking of the flower. Our tolerances are going to be much higher,
right.
And we're able to probably pick up on things most people aren't. So.
Right, and that's one thing that before we went on the show, I just had to ask you because, as I said, my frame of reference is sort of thinking about what a wine judge would do. But a wine judge can spit out the wine, and they're supposed to because otherwise they wouldn't be able to continue with as many samples as they have to try.
Yeah.
But for a cannabis judge, judging the flower, the effect is an important thing. So you do have to inhale, right?
Yeah, definitely you do. It's important, especially when you're determining between specific entries. You know, it might come down to what we were calling a smoke-off. Well, you know, it's like if, you know, the judges, the way it works, you know, it's my majority. And everyone, you know, wants to make sure that they're giving their fair case when it's to a strain that they really like. But when it comes down to it, you know, you got to just smoke it.
Right.
And so with the knowledge of the terpenes and kind of already having an understanding of what those effects bring, makes it very easy to determine some of those effects when you're smoking the flower. You kind of already know what notes it should be hitting. So it's nuanced. I learned a lot with the judges, just learning their palates and kind of what they were looking at. But it was an experience I'll never forget. I'm truly honored.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to ask right up, does size matter? Does it matter how big the buds are?
No, so obviously when you're looking, it's got to place, right? You want it to, it has to show out. It has to show well, you know, and especially, you know, those flowers are going to go in that big, beautiful glass case at the fairgrounds this weekend, and people are going to get to go up and peek and look.
Sure.
And so the look is definitely part of it. I want to say that the contestants did a great job of putting together, and the Emerald Cup people too, putting together these show jars for the judges to look at. And then the way that works is, you know, we held several meetings together all day, kind of locked in a room, determining certain things. And then we were able to take those samples home in smaller forms and kind of review our notes and go back and look there. And if there was something there where you're thinking, you know, I wasn't as clear-headed as I thought, maybe I want to go back and just double check. We were able to do that, cross-reference notes, and then we'd all come back, meet together, and kind of throw those notes out there. So I was thoroughly impressed with how well thought out the process was. They obviously have been doing it for a while.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. It was really cool. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. When do you know who won yet?
I don't know who won yet.
Okay.
Because I don't know the names of the farms.
All you had was
but
numbers.
But I do know the numbers. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Definitely. I'm really excited for the choices that the judges made this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a list anyone could be proud of.
Okay.
I had to keep pinching myself because, you know, to be able to judge something anyways is a weird feeling. You're passing judgment on something. But for myself and for others who have been in the industry as long as we have, or it means so much to us, this is their hard work. And it's the best outdoor sun-grown flower in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the fresh harvest. And you're getting their best picks. And so even the no's were yeses, if that makes sense. You know, it was truly an embarrassment of riches. I've been really, really enjoying the samples.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's
so
cool.
We will. So I don't know who yet,
mm-hmm.
But I'm looking forward to being revealed, just like everyone else, on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to announce the winners, and so I'm really excited.
Is it possible for someone who has your experience as a product manager at Mercy Wellness to say, "Oh, I know what that is"? Do you do that at all?
So there was a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of that guessing. I kept notes on what I thought certain strains were, and I'll have my little notebook with me when I get the reveal.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty confident, and so were some of the other judges. You know, these are some of the brightest minds in cannabis. You definitely could narrow it down to a specific field or area. You know, maybe not the exact same strain, but something of that lineage or of that line. I'd be anxious to see what what they actually turned out to be. I think we'll be pretty close.
How much does personal preference play into your judging? This is your first year as a judge, so.
Personal preference obviously plays a huge part.
Yeah.
Everybody has different experiences and backgrounds and different favorites. And that's why it's so important, I think, to have a well-balanced judges group.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Emerald Cup did a great job of that. I actually was listening to Tim Blake talk about it the other day. He thought this was the most skilled judges group that they've had yet to date, which is awesome. I feel great. I feel happy to be a part of that and honored. But yeah, it's that's kind of how it goes. So.
Sure.
Yeah.
Your own personal taste.
Your own personal.
Go
yeah.
Into
your
it.
Own, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. So there's, you know, for myself, I love Jack Herrera. Mm-hmm. Jack Herrera is a strain that is rich in terpenylene. It's kind of like people get that confused with pine because it has that kind of piney nose to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little sweeter. It's definitely a happy strain to me. So for myself, you know, just kind of blindly smelling the jars, it's like, oh man, you kind of put those off to the side because they're kind of your favorite. And you can see through talking with the other judges and kind of seeing where they're picks landed, kind of where they fell in that terpene spectrum.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And so that's kind of what I took from it, was like everyone kind of has their own terpene, you know, format that makes them happy, and then it just happens to fall in line with those specific strains.
Right.
So a lot of gas, a lot of those earthy gas strains. I want to say a lot of the dessert strains really did well this year.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm excited for everyone to check it out.
And I think that's also maybe another good thing to take away from this conversation, that as a judge, all of you are looking at quality. So the quality is what you're definitely looking for, not necessarily what kind of strain it is.
Exactly.
So it could be, you know, in an indica leaning or a sativa leaning or, you know, whatever it might be, but the best expression of that.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's important to remember that. You got to keep that in mind in the front of your head when you're when you're judging, because you're really setting precedent for the next round of flower that people will be wanting to grow.
Oh, sure.
And
I didn't think about that.
I did not think about that either
until
the last night. We were pacing and everyone was making their case for the top three, and that's why I know we were doing a good job, because people were really arguing it out, but in a civil way.
Advocating for the one that, exactly.
So I lost my train of thought.
That's okay.
I got so excited, but yeah, it's one of those things where I'm happy for it because, well, I forgot what I was going to say.
That's okay.
So I got
excited.
That's
okay, because the quality is what you're looking for,
but then it
ultimately is the consumer's choice, because they might not like whatever strain it is that comes out number one.
Sure.
So for them, it could be a different one that really speaks to them, because as you said, like smelling and those terpenes, they speak
they're
to you.
Different.
Yeah.
They're different.
Right.
It goes to show what the farmers have been working on and the breeders, because this year, talking to the other judges and what I've seen from winters past is like, it's definitely different. There's some terpenes and some smells and some strains up there that are unique to this year. And so, like I said, one of the other judges was kind of talking about that. He's like, it's interesting to see what it will turn out to truly be, because that's kind of going to set precedent for what people want to grow.
Right.
The cup carries a tremendous weight with it, as far as the validity of the flower and the hard work everyone's doing. And the fact that they allowed personal use to enter, I think, harkens back to a different era before the regulation hit.
That's true.
And it truly was an honor to be able to sample those. The personal use day was quite special.
How was their quality?
Quality is very high. It's hard to judge a commercially grown.
Sure.
You know, and even some of the commercial grows are still very small scale. The farmers that are licensed are still very small.
Mm-hmm.
It's just they were separated out by sun grown, mixed light, personal use. It was just personal use.
It was just a mix. Okay.
And some of those were probably, you know, they probably had only a couple plants in the backyard, and you got to get the best of that. So, I'm excited for everybody.
Well, we could talk about this probably for another hour, but we're going to have to take a break.
Please.
The Emerald Cup is this weekend. It's at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, and it'll be exciting to see who won.
Yeah, I'll be there. If you see me walking around, come say hi. One of my favorite things is just getting to see all the customers and patients that come by, and then maybe share some medicine. So
awesome. Well, we're going to talk with Kaliva next. They are here in studio. You're listening to Can I Help You? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness on KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.
Cannabis is legal in California and has become the most rigorously tested agricultural product on the planet. Can I Help You? A cannabis talk show is brought to you by Mercy Wellness, a leading local cannabis retailer. Joe Sullivan is the leading cannabis expert at Mercy Wellness.
It's taken me years to learn how to find the best products for Mercy customers. I'm dedicated to them and getting only the best I can find. Many of the products I like and that I buy for Mercy customers are created by people who had a powerful need themselves. Maybe a family member or friend had cancer or another illness, and they were compelled to help them, so they develop a product to help. I constantly ask, what do our customers want? And then I go and find the best products on the market.
Tune in to Mercy's Can I Help You? Every other Friday from noon to 12:30 on KSRO. And hear stories from the cannabis frontier.
Enjoy yourself while you're still in the country. Years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself.
This is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. If you're in the market to buy a home, this message is for you. My team and I are experts at providing hands-on assistance to getting your home financing done fast and with confidence. Folks, I've been helping people obtain the right financing for nearly two decades. This experience has helped hundreds of homeowners get through some challenging situations. Maybe you're a property investor, or how about a first-time home buyer? Divorces are very complicated, and you need my experience to understand what your mortgage options are. Inherited property or rent-to-own agreements are also my specialty. Financing a home is a huge transaction in your life. When combined with a challenging situation, you need the advice and confidence to do it right. If you're ready for a great lending experience, call 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgiadair.com. That's georgiadair.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and Georgia Dare, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Can I Help You? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
And welcome back to Can I Help You? This is a cannabis talk show brought to you by Mercy Wellness on the second and fourth Fridays. If you miss a show, you can go to KSRO.com and check out the podcast. And also, there's video casts of them
as
well.
Yeah.
So that's kind of fun if you want to see what everybody looks like and take a look at past episodes, call and post those. You can go to MercyWellness.com and find them there.
We can.
All right. So today we have Kaleva in studio with us.
We do.
Sam Peterson is the head of field marketing at Kaleva, and Mark Leger is the product part of product team at Kaleva. Thank you both for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm excited to have these guys on. We've been working with Kaleva for a while now at Mercy Wellness. Mm-hmm. I feel like I say this a lot with the people we bring on, but it's for a reason. They're one of our stronger partners. They're always there when we have stuff going on at the shop. They were there for Black Friday. They're there for 420. They're just always there for us and our customers. So I couldn't thank them enough for being out here today. But Sam, I wanted to start with just maybe having you guys give us a little rundown of Kaleva's history for our listeners.
Absolutely. I can do that. Kaleva is a 4.5-year-old company. We're based just on the 101 in San Jose. We're a fully seed-to-sale, vertically integrated cannabis company. It's a mouthful right there. But what that means is that we produce our own line of products. We do all the manufacturing, growing ourselves. And our goal is to really create clean, consistent products and to provide a retail experience and to work with retailers that provide a safe, comfortable place for consumers to go find and get educated about cannabis.
Yeah, no, I went down to Kaleva to tour the facility, and I was blown away. I'm always looking, you know, how clean is this place? How's, you know, what does it look like? And pristine, you know, spot where you walk into a nice, well-curated club, and then you walk behind a door, and all of a sudden there's a grow, and there's this, and there's that. So you're like immersed into this. So yeah, I really like it a lot. One of the things I definitely wanted to touch on too was what you guys do over there in your facility. Something that's paramount to me because of the flower situation is your sorting criteria. What are the six S's?
So I'm going to let Mark take that one.
Mark, what's the six S's, buddy?
Yeah, definitely. So the cool thing about Kaleva is we have what's called a house of brands model. Basically, we have different brands that allow us to really curate the experience for every customer at various price points as well, too. And a big portion of that is what we call the six S's. The six S's are our grading criteria for our flower. And they include size, strength, saturation or color, structure, smell, and the strain. Is the strain exotic? Is it a strain that we have as production strain? Or is it a strain everyone knows? Mm-hmm. And by kind of sorting the flower by all those different things, we're allowed to put it in different places and really create the best experience for the customer.
That's awesome. And then as far as what's going into the flower, what goes on there with the flower?
Exactly. For our growing team, first of all, our growing team are artists. It's incredible what they do there. And they have just the most holistic approach to growing flower. It's not just about potency for us, but it's about kind of everything. Mm-hmm. So our growing team is looking at what's happening in the market, looking at market trends to see what kind of strains are popular. And they're really trying to create a really just robust experience for the customer. We want to have a full terpene profile. We want to have a really good potency as well, too. You want to have a good smoking experience and a good flavor. Looking at all those different things when we grow something.
Awesome. And then, so as far as like the Kaleva products, I know at the store we carry quite a few. We do buy some of the flower from them. A couple of their strains do very well there. The Alien OG is definitely, I think, your number one seller for us. And then we've also been able to kind of spread out into cartridges. We've been able to spread out into, like, I want to say we have pre-rolls now. We also have some of the Keef, and we even have some medicated drinks. So you guys definitely have your hands in a little bit of everything. Why would someone choose to buy those products over some others that are in the market?
I think one of the most unique things that Kaleva has going for its products is the consistency. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't want to talk about consistency when it comes to a benefit. But for us, one of the things that we realized in the cannabis industry was that people would go and they'd buy a strain or they'd buy a pre-roll. They'd like it, and then they'd come back and try it again, and it wasn't the same experience.
Right.
And, you know, that's a tough experience for the consumer because they spent money on that. And a lot of times, cannabis is providing a real medical benefit. And so for it to not work in the way that you expect it to work is frankly upsetting.
Sure.
And so one of the beautiful things about our facility, we've been in that same building for 4.5 years, and every single harvest we take down, we look at the grow environment, we look at the temperature, the humidity, the nutrient cycle, and we're able to essentially apply science to our grows. And so with, you know, you mentioned our Alien OG, one of the coolest things about it is that every single harvest we take down is of a certain quality. So it doesn't really matter if you're walking into a Kaleva store in San Jose or if you're walking into Mercy Wellness in Cotati, that is going to be what you're looking for. It's going to hit every single time.
Sure. And then obviously one thing that's important to me, Michelle, when I'm looking for brands that we carry on the shelf, especially one of your guys' size and operation, there's a few things. One of them that's important and close to me, and I know a lot of other people's, is sustainability. Mm-hmm. And so I definitely wanted to touch on to the listeners kind of what your sustainability practices look like. Obviously, you guys have a lot going on, so I'm sure it's pretty robust. Why don't we talk about that for a minute?
Absolutely. Obviously, growing flower indoors is energy intensive process. So some of the things that we do to make sure that we're lessening the impact would be first and foremost, trying to figure out how we can reduce the amount of single-use plastics that we're using in our grow. Mm-hmm. If you've seen photos of indoor grows, there's a lot of plastic netting, there's a lot of plastic pots. And so some of the things that we're really focusing on is, you know, it's not the, you know, big shiny thing that people think it is. We're trying to, you know, reduce single-use plastics. We're trying to recycle the water that we're using in our irrigation system. Mm-hmm. Root pouches, which is another way for us to be able to cut down on the single-use items, and that's actually what our plants grow in as well.
Excellent. And so we talked about you guys have a lot of different products. I always ask this question. I want to know what your favorite product is or your favorite strain. I'm curious. I know it's tough. Mark, you got one for me?
Definitely. I'll take the strain question at least.
All right. What's your favorite strain, bro? Tell me.
So my favorite strain is our Z-Cube.
Okay.
It is just the perfect mix of that classic OG Kush smell mixed with what we think is just rose water. It's incredible. It smells so good, and it tastes amazing.
So thank you for that, because we actually care. We have the Z-Cube right now on the shelf.
Wow.
So.
That sounds really intriguing.
Yeah. Wow. So that's awesome. It's definitely... one of the favorites. We did some really cool promotions with Kaliva for their grams, and I believe they gave quite a few of those. We did quite a few of those.
On the Black Friday?
Yeah, actually, people got to try
I
the
took
ZQ.
One home, too.
Yeah, there you go. Yes. Perfect. So, all right. Yeah, that was awesome. So, Sam, talk to me, bud. What's your favorite product?
I'm going to jump after product. My personal favorite is our Reef Leaf.
Okay.
It's a very accessible product. It's 5 grams of pre-ground flower in a small pouch. And the reason why it's my favorite, one, it's just how universal it is. It is pre-ground flower. It's not trim or shake. It comes at a very affordable price point. But I'm in dispensaries on a daily basis talking to the end consumer about what they like about our products. And for Reef Leaf, the answer is just how versatile it is. It works well in any smoking device. It works well to cook with. It also, for people who suffer from arthritis, you don't have to worry about the jar. You don't have to worry about grinding it up. Mm-hmm. So for me, that's one of my favorites. It was kind of a unique product when we first released it. And it's been cool to see what the consumers have to say about it.
Yeah, so speaking of consumers, we see a lot at Mercy. I know we're getting close
on
time,
minute, yes.
But real quick, I want to ask, we see all different walks of life. Who would you say your products are for at Kaliva?
I know it seems like a cop-out answer, but I think our products are for everybody. As Mark mentioned earlier, we have a house of brands, which what that really means is that we do have an exotic line of flower in our Bad Apple, which can really satisfy that connoisseur. But we also produce quarter ounces and full ounces under our deli line for people who want to buy in bulk. We have a range of pain relief lotions, THC CBD infused lotions. We really try to touch every part of the market.
Something
we want people
for everybody.
Exactly. We want you to be able to get your option from Kaliva, no matter what it is.
Wow.
Well, I want to say thank you guys both for coming on the show and then for continuing to be such a great partner at Mercy. So
thank absolutely. Thank you for having us. Yeah, we really appreciate it.
And we will look to see Kaliva, I'm sure, out and about at the Emerald Cup. And we'll see you there.
Yes, I'll be there running around. I think Colin's going to be with me as well.
Okay,
so we'll be doing some cool video stuff. And
nice. If
you see me, please come ask questions. We are going to be in the judges booth in Area 101 with all the judges from 5 to 6 on Saturday.
Okay.
So if you want to come meet the judges, smoke,
ask
have a good time,
yeah.
Ask questions, please feel free. I look forward to it.
Excellent. All right. Thank you guys so much for coming in. This show flies by.
It sure does.
And we'll see you in 2 weeks, I believe, here.
Two weeks.
Right back on KSRO with Mercy Wellness. This is Can I Help You?
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.